Welcome to Abide's Sleep Meditations. I'm Tyler Boss. Today's meditation is brought to you by our partners at Life Audio. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you will find dozens of other faith-centered podcasts in their network. They've got shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and more. Head over to lifeaudio.com now. Remember, you can have full access to all our sleep stories commercial-free. Just text ABIDE to 22433 for 25% off the app. Now, relax your mind and body as we hear tonight's sleep story.
Hello, and welcome to this sleep story from Abide. I'm Lonane Laura, and I'd like to thank you for joining me tonight for a story titled Counselor of My Spirit. Our story is centered on the words of Jesus from John chapter 14, verse 26. But the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and remind you of everything I have told you. As you hear these comforting words tonight, I encourage you to turn your focus to the Holy Spirit, the Counselor of Peace. In fact, feel God's peace with you now. Wherever you are, He is with you. His Holy Spirit comforts you. As you listen to this sleep story, receive what Jesus taught. In John chapter 15, He said, "When the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, namely the Spirit of Truth who comes from the Father, He will testify about me." Receive the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ and rest in the peace that floods your soul. I encourage you to let this sleep story be more than just a way to fall asleep, but also a prompting to let the Holy Spirit counsel you. In the words of Jesus again, the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and remind you of everything I have told you. In the name of Jesus, you have received the Holy Spirit to teach you all things. Let this be a comforting word of truth. Surrender every burden, care, and concern, and rest in the reminder that God's Spirit lives in you. He is the faithful counselor of your spirit. As you prepare to fall asleep, take the next few moments to make yourself comfortable and calm your mind. Take a nice, slow, deep breath in and release it. Inhale again, this time pausing for a few seconds at the top, then exhaling slowly. Feel your body start to relax as all tension fades away. With each inhale, feel your lungs expand. And with each exhale, feel your lungs release every last bit of air. Feel your mind begin to slow down. All thoughts of anxiety float away. Like a helium balloon that's been released into the sky, your cares drift upward, growing smaller and smaller as they disappear into the clouds. Every care and concern is now in God's hands. Your only thought is Jesus and His presence with you tonight. You know from the scriptures that when you draw near to Him, He draws near to you. Imagine drawing near to Jesus now, leaning your head on his shoulder, ready to hear what he has for you tonight. Invite the Holy Spirit to counsel your spirit in all wisdom and truth. Feel the covering of his presence as his abundant peace washes over you. Breathe deeply in and out. Feel your heartbeat slow to a steady pace as your body relaxes in the presence of God. It feels good to rest quietly, without noise or distraction. Rest is part of God's wonderful design. In fact, he encourages you to rest. Allow your body to sink deeper into the bed as your limbs grow heavy and you enter the first stages of sleep. Your mind is at peace, knowing God is with you. Feel the presence of the Holy Spirit now, the counselor of your spirit. Heavenly Father, thank you for being with us through every word of this sleep story. We long to hear from you tonight. Lord, I pray for this listener, no matter where they are in the world, that you would send your Holy Spirit to cover them and their household as they sleep. Help this child know that you are with them, and send an abundance of peace to comfort them tonight. We seek you, God, above all else, and look to you for guidance. Thank you for sending your spirit to abide in us as we abide in you. Please open the ears of this child that they might receive exactly what you'd like to tell them. Fill their hearts with reminders of everything Jesus taught, for all of his words are trustworthy and true. We commit this time to you, Lord, eager to hear from the Bible and learn more about your Holy Spirit who counsels us. In the precious name of Jesus, we commit this story to you. Amen. The Bible speaks of many ways the Holy Spirit works in our lives. Even throughout the Old Testament, we see times when people were moved by God's Spirit. In Ezekiel chapter 11, the prophet says, "The Spirit lifted me up, and the Spirit of the Lord fell upon me." Later in Ezekiel chapter 37, he said, "The hand of the Lord was upon me. He brought me out in the Spirit of the Lord, and sent me down in the middle of the valley." The valley Ezekiel found himself in was the valley of dry bones. There was no life in them, but by the Spirit of God, the Lord spoke to Ezekiel and said, "Prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain, that they may live." So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood on their feet, an exceedingly great army. Focus on the breath of God, coming from the four winds of heaven. Receive the holy breath of God now. As Ezekiel prophesied, he heard a rattling sound as the bones came together, and the life of God was breathed into them. The Holy Spirit worked through Ezekiel to accomplish his mighty purpose. The same Holy Spirit that moved in the lives of God's people so long ago still moves in our lives today. Rest in that comfort now. Any question you might have, any worry or concern, is answered by the one who counsels your spirit. You can trust them at all times, in all ways. Ray C. Steadman, the author of the Book of Authentic Christianity, once wrote, "Remember that he who rose from the dead rose to pour out his Holy Spirit into human lives, and by that Spirit to make available to any individual all the fullness of himself 24 hours a day. Every second of every day, you have access to God by his Spirit in you. Because of your faith in Jesus, you have been given the most incredible gift this side of heaven. God's presence is in you. Let his presence bring you a deep sense of peace now. There isn't anything that can stand against you when you have the Holy Spirit within you. As 1 John chapter 4, verse 4 says, "He who is in you is greater than he who is in the world." Greater is he. Let this phrase encourage you tonight. Allow your mind to repeat it several times. Greater is he. Co-founder of Dayspring Cards, Roy Lessin, once said, "God is bigger than time, dates, and appointments. He wants you to move throughout this day with a quiet heart, an inward assurance that he is in control." How wonderful it feels to let God have control, to release every anxiety to him, and trust that he will make everything beautiful in his time. Rest in this thought as I pray over you. Heavenly Father, please wrap this beloved child in the presence of your intimate care tonight. Help them feel loved, safe, and guarded. As they fall asleep, please counsel their spirit through the night to assure them you are in control and you have their life in your hands. Lord, speak the scriptures over this child and instill your word of truth in their hearts. Help them hear the deep counsel of your spirit so that they will know everything you've spoken. Be with this precious listener as we continue our sleep story and learn more about your Holy Spirit in our lives. In Jesus' holy name, amen. When Jesus said, "The Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and remind you of everything I have told you," he followed this passage with the words, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Don't let your heart be troubled or fearful." Let those words bring you comfort tonight. Do not let your heart be troubled or fearful. Feel the peace Jesus gives you. From the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, he covers you with divine peace. This heavenly peace is a free gift, a characteristic of the Holy Spirit within you. There are no strings attached. It is a precious gift for you to receive and open. Let the imagery of receiving a beautiful gift from Jesus fill you with joy. His peace doesn't stay wrapped up, inaccessible to you. Instead, it's a wide open invitation of lavish peace offered by the Holy Spirit. It is accessible to you at all times. Feel your soul open to receive the peace of God now. Like French doors that open wide to a balcony, allowing sunlight and fresh air into the room, feel the flood of peace and joy flooding your spirit now. You are overcome with absolute contentment like you've never known. All of your hopes, dreams, and desires are fulfilled in Jesus. Surrender to Him now, to the counselor of your spirit. He leads you in all truth and wisdom. He tells you things that are good, holy, righteous, and just. He will never lead you astray. The Holy Spirit is a faithful compass for your journey, giving you direction that always leads to a secure destination. He is not like a worldly GPS that sometimes loses connection or misdirects you. God sees every path you've ever taken and sees clearly the road ahead. He is the one who says, "Whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, 'This is the way. Walk in it.'" Oh, how sweet is the perfect counsel of the Lord. How sure is the path He marks out for us. Hear these beautiful words from Psalm 19. "The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever." Rest soundly as I repeat God's counsel. It revives your soul. It makes you wise. It rejoices your heart. It enlightens your eyes. It endures forever. Thank you, Lord, for your perfect law, testimonies, precepts, and commandments. Every word you have spoken can be trusted and followed. Help us follow you with our whole heart. Lord, continue to reveal your word to this beloved child, giving them the assurance of your truth. Be the counselor of their spirit, giving them clarity and direction even as they sleep. Thank you, Lord. We love you. In Jesus' holy name, amen. In the New King James Version of John 14, we read, "But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you." Everything Jesus has said will be brought to remembrance by the Holy Spirit. Every promise He's made will be established in your heart. Perhaps God has said, "I will make a way for you," or "I will bring it to pass." My friend, you can trust the one who counsels your spirit in all truth and wisdom. Hear the wise counsel of the Holy Spirit now. Psalm 19, verse 20 says, "Listen to advice, accept instruction, that you may gain wisdom in the future." Proverbs 4, verse 13 says, "Keep hold of instruction. Do not let go. Guard her, for she is your life." And Psalm 32, verse 8 says, "I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you." God's wisdom directs you toward a bright and beautiful future. It guards your life. It teaches and counsels you in peace and freedom. Feel the peace and freedom of the Lord tonight. There is a lightness to your soul and a breath of fresh air to your spirit. Your body is able to rest in complete satisfaction and contentment. Your dreams are filled with joyous occasions, such as memories of celebrations with loved ones, scenic travels and breathtaking views, and memorable events that have filled your life with joy. Be surrounded with God's perfect peace tonight. The love you feel runs through your veins and supplies your heart with an overflow of appreciation for the one who gives you life. The Spirit of God has made me, and the breath of the Almighty gives me life. It is the Spirit who gives life, and He is before all things, and in Him all things hold together. Breath of God, flow through the life of this treasured child tonight. Be their strength, their joy, their song. Like a gentle breeze that is cool on their face at the end of a warm summer day, be the very breath they breathe. As Pastor Mark Batterson once wrote, "Aren't you grateful for a gentle God? The Almighty could intimidate us with His outside voice, but He woos us with a whisper, and His whisper is the breath of life." Let a deep sense of gratefulness permeate your heart tonight. Hear the gentle whisper of your Savior. His words are words of life. The counselor of your spirit was sent by God as a guarantee. As Ephesians chapter 1 says, "In Him, you also, when you have heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed in Him, were sealed with a promised Holy Spirit, who is in the guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it, to the praise of His glory." So few things are guaranteed in this life, but God, He has sent a guarantee to seal you with His promise. The promise of an eternal inheritance given to you the moment you believed. Sleep securely in your promised inheritance now. God is with you. He loves you. He counsels your spirit. Step by faithful step, you are led along life's path. It is lined with fields of glory, hills of praise, and streams of joy. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. Most High God, praise be to your holy name. And the multitudes of your mercy fill this child's heart with gladness and joy.
stream your thoughts through their spirit like a gentle flow of reminders of who you are and what you've done. Assure them of your precious counsel. Lead them along splendid paths of righteousness and peace. In the precious name of Jesus, amen. Sometimes we just need someone we can trust to guide us and offer the wisdom we seek. And while God does send people to counsel us, His Spirit is our ultimate guide. He is a gentle leader, a faithful conductor, and a flawless engineer. Just as a train's conductor carefully navigates a locomotive through the winding valleys, hills, and tunnels, the Holy Spirit guides your spirit. Feel the constant movement of a train chugging along the tracks. Uphill, downhill, across the wide open plains and through the shaded tunnels. The steady motion lulls you to sleep, and the click and sound of the wheel sets on the tracks offers a peaceful beat that matches the beat of your heart. The scenery from the train window is breathtaking. Grassy hills rolling gently in the distance, a red barn spotted now and again. The sunset hues of orange, pink, and purple hover over fields of grain. You lean your head against the window and feel the lull of the train rocking you to sleep. The sun dips lower, seemingly sinking into the ground. The vibrant colors of the sunset are magnified for a few brief moments. You long to capture this beauty in your mind's eye and hold on to it a bit longer. Then, just before the sun is no longer visible, the train turns on the tracks and enters a winding tunnel. The cool darkness is soothing as you continue to hear the chug of the train echoing through the underpass. Your eyelids grow heavy, and before the train exits the tunnel, you are fast asleep. Your dreams are filled with peaceful images of rolling hillsides and country homesteads. Your soul is at peace, and your mind is at rest. Your spirit is counseled by the one who loves you. Feel the love of the Father tonight, and the gentle guidance of His Spirit within you. He takes you to the place you need to go. All you need to do is rest. Let Him carry you to a place of trust, peace, joy, and contentment as you remain in Jesus. Gracious God, in this quiet moment, I ask you to remain with this child. Lord, hold them fast in the security of your arms, letting them know they are safe. With each breath they take, fill them with wise counsel from your Spirit, words of wisdom to take with them when they awake. Please, center them on your will for their lives, giving them the deepest assurance that you will never leave them nor forsake them. In Jesus' holy name, amen. In the words of Jesus from John chapter 14, verse 26, we hear, "But the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and remind you of everything I have told you." My hope is that you feel the guidance of God in your life, and you know you can depend on Him for every answer. He is faithful and true. He is steady and reliable. You can count on God to lead you in all wisdom and truth. Let your entire being continue to rest securely in the Holy Spirit, the counselor of your spirit.